High FM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Load shedding is back. Yeah, well, listen, we didn't think that it was going to go away for that long, but it's always upsetting when we get this news. Roger Lilly is an energy analyst. Good morning. Thanks for joining us once again. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me to your show.
So, did we expect this so soon?
Yes, of course.
Wrong answer.
I think it's a little bit naive to expect this because the president made a speech that now load shedding will vanish overnight. He laid out some really good and well thought out plans. I think they're bold plans, but obviously they're going to take time to be implemented, and so everything is in the implementation, you know, as to whether it will be successful or not. But certainly as a plan, I think it's great.
How long will it take to implement or until we start to see a little bit of a difference?
Well, the fact that the president is going to allow for greater participation from the private sector makes me believe that we can look at what's been going on since 2014 with the start of the Independent Power Producers Program. And we notice there that the projects that the Independent Power Producers have put together usually take about 24 months. They always seem to operate on budget and without too much histrionics. So we actually get the electricity fairly quickly. So as things stand at the moment, we've got about 5,000 megawatts, which is equivalent to about two big cities could demand of electricity from independent power producers. We've got another 2,000, which is another city, in the pipeline, and the promise of another 5,200 megawatts, maybe the equivalent of three more cities, in bid window six, which probably will be with us towards the end of 2024, middle of 2025.
So it really is a matter of getting through the next 2 years. Do we also, and I've been wondering about this, it might just be people that I'm friendly with, but more and more people are moving to solar and finding sustainable solutions, not just generators and not just inverters, but this combination of solar electricity production as well as inverters. Are we seeing that as a, in some way, way to take a little bit of pressure off the grid, or is it insignificant at this point?
It's still insignificant in its current state, but this is a global phenomenon. So we're going to see this more and more, and particularly now that the president has made reference to the fact that we'll be able to sell surplus electricity back to Eskom via our municipalities if we live in a municipal supplied area. Mm. So absolutely, I think this is the way forward. I think we need to also understand that the way the population looks in South Africa is different to the way the population looks in other parts of the world. And that, by that I mean we have a relatively small number of very wealthy people and a large number of not so wealthy people. Meaning that, you know, people who live in townships are less likely to be putting up solar panels, and those people living in the suburbs are more likely to do so.
Right, yeah. But when you talk about a global phenomenon?
Well, I mean, Australia and Germany and Britain, you know, and the United States, if you do any research, you will find out that so many people are putting solar on their roofs, particularly in those countries where what is known as feed-in tariffs are available, where you're able to sell any surplus back to the municipality, because that means you don't need to invest in batteries. The grid becomes your battery. So any surplus that you generate, you don't need to store locally in your own batteries. You're selling it back to the municipality. So in effect, you're storing it on the grid. And that, of course, makes a major difference in terms of cost of installation.
Right. But we don't have that luxury right now because we need the batteries. It doesn't help you at night if the power's off and you can't supplement from the grid. How difficult is it for the municipalities to buy back the electricity from a technical perspective?
Okay, from a technical perspective, there are a number of factors. And the biggest factor that most municipalities are concerned about is one of safety. Mm. Because the way the infrastructure was designed was in a single direction. So the municipal electricity supply comes from one source and goes out through the network to various load centers, be it your home, your business, and so on. Now suddenly we're having electricity flowing in the opposite direction, which means when a technician comes to work on a line, he can switch off at a certain point and expect no more power to come from the municipal side, but is not guaranteed that there's nothing coming back from the neighbor's house.
Right.
And that solar panel might be three streets away, but still might be energizing the line he wants to work on. And so that means that additional switching and additional protection devices need to be fitted to the network to make sure that the network is safe for technicians to work on. That is one of their biggest concerns, because obviously that's a personal issue of safety. There's also a cost involved in, you know, rewiring the thing and making sure that necessary protection devices are in place. So there are a number of aspects. Often what happens is that the meter that you have is used to log how much power you are putting back on the grid, and so it gives you credits. So you don't sell the electricity in reality. What you're doing simply is getting credits. So you've used this much and you've sort of put that much back, so therefore the one deducted from the other is now what you owe the municipality, is usually what happens. But I've read stories in the US where it goes negative, where the municipality owes you money.
Incredible. Wow, wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yeah, but as far as I know, they never pay you.
Right. It's just they carry the credit
until eventually
right.
you...
Right.
And then
you can threaten to cut them off. It is 8:31, Roger Lilly. Thank you, as always. Unsigned says, hi, Howard, how do the solar panels work at night? They don't, and that is the point in South... So I think maybe just to explain what we were talking about there is, in an ideal world when there's a stable electricity supply and you have solar panels, during the day you produce your own electricity and then you supply the additional electricity back into the grid, the electricity you're not using. At night, you would in fact then be using electricity from the grid, from the Eskom or whomever it would be, and that would be how it would work. In South Africa, we don't have that luxury because often load shedding is happening at night, so we need a way to be able to have electricity at night as well, which is why we need inverters and batteries. I hope that makes it clear.